91X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
It's Marty here in the studio with my beer hombres, Brandon Hernandez, who is with SanDiegoBeer.News. It is the oracle for all things craft beer online and beyond. Good morning, Brandon.
What is up?
The OG, the brewmaster, Carl Strauss. He has come up with so many great beers that you know and love, whether it be the Tower X West Coast IPA or the Aurora Hopialis, which is still a favorite around San Diego. Am I right, Paul?
Yeah, man.
Paul Segura, OG from Carl Strauss. Good morning.
Happy Friday, bro. Beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Today, we are going to celebrate a man from Australia that started a brewery here in San Diego. It resides in North County, right on the Coast Highway. It is called South O Brewing. Brandon,
that's right,
what do you
mate.
Know about this delicious beer in front of us? We're going to drink two. This first one, Bad Limit, 7.2%. It's a double dry hopped West Coast IPA. Anchovy hops. I need both of your takes on this.
I'll let Paul start because he's a lot funnier about it.
Anchovy is a pretty new variety, and unlike the name, it doesn't have anchovy flavors or aromas coming off of it. I'm not even sure why they named it that, but it's a great hop. It's got like tropical stuff going on, red berries. For me, it's very candy-like.
Is candy like actual like Jolly Rancher-esque candy used in beer making? Do you guys melt that down into a flavor? You know what I'm saying?
There have been breweries that have done that. This one is all from the hop. This is not melting down candies or anything, but it's got this really cool tropical candy-like thing going on.
I like that thought of somebody with like some Werther's Original just melting over a stovetop. Looks very much like a drug den. But going back to the name of anchovy, as the legend has it, with all the crazy names that come out for hops, I mean, they don't really have a lot that of meaning per se. So somebody decided, you know what? I'm just going to name it something absurd. And they went with anchovy, and it turned out to be a really awesome hop that people are using. It's really, really delicious. 7.1, right?
Right.
Beer number two, brewmaster.
Beer number two is a beer called This Ain't No Disco from South O Brewing Company. And this ain't no fooling around. This has a blend of hops going on. Nectaron, Peacherine, Dynaboost, Columbus. This has a lot of, for me, like white peach flavor.
Mm-hmm,
you guys getting that?
Mm-hmm. Nice and delicate, but it's very vibrant too. It's like the flavors aren't overwhelming, but they're there. They're punchy, even though they're
punchy
not just
is a good,
in your face.
Punchy and bright.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
how I describe this. And that's
it's like putting your nose right up to a white peach and getting that initial sort of like off the fuzz zest. Yeah.
I like the imagery on the can here too. It's kind of, it's got nothing to do with the beer, but I like it.
So a couple years ago, South O actually completely changed their MO. They used to have cans that were a little more pedestrian. They had beers that were kind of like what you might see at a brew pub where you go from the golden on up to the stout, you know, and the color spectrum in between. But then they brought on a new head brewer and started making these double dry hop West Coast IPAs like we're having right now and getting into more popular styles. But in addition to that, they brought on a partner who had restaurateur experience. And so they've actually gone and opened a second location, which is not called South O, but it's called The Mill Room. It's a restaurant that's built into Pacific Coast Spirits, just up north of South O on the Coast Highway. Cocktails, South O beer, and some really rad food.
Oceanside is a place to destination date, if you ask me. Dude. I live up there, right? Like right along the Coast Highway, there's so many great little places to pop in and kind of, you know, taste your way around Oceanside. And South O Brewing, one of the places you definitely got to do because they have that big open front. You can sit, smell the ocean air. It's right there. It's in between Cassidy and Oceanside Boulevard on the west side of the Coast Highway. South O Brewing, cheers to them. Cheers to you guys. Bag Limit, it is a double dry hopped West Coast IPA at 7.2% with that anchovy hop. We had that first. Secondly, this ain't no disco. This ain't no fun. Collab with Forbidden Root out of Chicago. 7.1, delicious as well. Go see him, South Coast Highway. Brandon Hernandez from SanDiegoBeer.News. Paul Segura, my man from Carl Strauss. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Support your local breweries.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.